Show. I'm Maggie Linton. It's Wednesday and our final day of this week. Over the next couple of days, you'll hear shows from last week to keep you in the buying mode for entrepreneurs and small businesses. We must support them. On this day in 1783, Annapolis, Maryland became the capital of the United States for 1 year. And in 1984, Boston College quarterback Doug Flutie threw his legendary 48-yard Hail Mary pass. It was a game-ending pass. Do you know who he threw it to? I guess I just forgot. But anyway, he threw it to Gerald Phelan and beat Miami Hurricanes 47-45. So later this hour, New York Times bestselling mystery writer Linda Fairstein with her new children's book series. It is The Devlin Quick Mysteries, Into the Lion's Den. It's a good one, folks. Lots of library stuff in there. But we begin the day with information about self-publishing and how to promote yourself with self-publishing. Our guest is communications consultant and author Sherry Woods. She is founder and CEO of Eclectic PR. Her book is Where Do I Start? 10 PR Questions and Answers to Guide Self-Published Authors. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you in studio.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I've been lucky the last few days, okay. And I got more coming before the day is over. I'm going to have a little music and everything. So let's talk about your background, because okay. It is fascinating when you just showed up in our in our studio one day and I go, who is this woman? And you've really quite a career before you got into publishing. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, I've been... Actually, if I go way back, my background is in case management, social services, and at the time I was doing that work, the social services area decided to automate their process. And so I was in this huge meeting, and I whispered to a coworker, I hope they're not just going to send out those memos that no one reads. And a senior person happened to see me whisper and asked, what did you just say? And I'm sort of sitting there thinking, okay, I'm in big trouble now. And she said, well, what did you say? So I said, well, I hope that you're not going to send out those memos that the caseworkers don't read. And then she said, you know what? We're not, because you are now going to help an area manager come up with a communications plan for the entire division.
So you just talked yourself right into a job, didn't you?
Yes, I talked myself into a whole new career path. So that's how it got started.
Yeah. But you've gone on to really do PR for some well-known entities,
right,
including museums and the Reginald Lewis Museum in Baltimore,
as
well as some other things. So you've earned your path, and I guess it was the right one for you to be on anyway.
Yeah,
right?
It appears so.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about self-publishing. We just had a gentleman yesterday, and I hope he does call back in. Mm-hmm. Just talking about how to even get started in self-publishing, because it's great to say, well, I'm going to self-publish my book, but there are so many options out there, and not everyone is really a good one or is a good fit for people.
Right. I think, you really have to know your capabilities and what you're willing to do, because self-publishing, as you said, there's so many options. I mean, you can go the path where you just hire one of the online companies like an Ixlibris, Author House, iUniverse. There's many that will work with self-published authors and do the whole process for you, or you can go the path, the courageous path, I call it, and try to do it most to yourself, and then just find a print-on-demand online company to do the actual printing. So, again, there's many ways to go about it, and I work with clients who do both or several paths. So what I usually get is them at the end of the process where they have this finished book, and then it's like, oh, I need to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of underestimate the amount of work it takes to get your book out there and stand out in this very crowded field of authors. There's been stats that says about 600,000 to a million books are published every year, and about 50% of those published are self-published. So you're really getting out here in a very competitive field, and that's where most self-published authors kind of have a little panic attack.
Yeah, because most people are not known when they are writing their first book.
Exactly.
So that within itself is an entity, because so many of them come from so many different backgrounds. Like in following you, we're going to have Linda Fairstein on, which she was like an attorney in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office for over 20 years, but, you know, went ahead and decided to start writing. I think of my friend David Baldacci, who also was an attorney, or Lee Child, who was a director for the BBC.
Right.
And so there are so many different people who are known for one thing.
Exactly.
And then I'm gonna write a book, okay?
Right. And there, I tell my clients, and when I also do workshops for self-published authors, mm-hmm. called Promote Your Own Book, and I tell them that typically there's three reasons why people write a book. So some people just feel like, you know what, I have something to say, and I just want to write a book. I just have all this information that I want to share. And then there's people who write a book with the intent of, you know, getting an income from that book and possibly leaving their employment. And then there's people like the author you speak about. They've been doing something for a long time, mm-hmm. including myself being in PR over 15 years. And I want to share that knowledge now. Or the other side is you're talking about your craft and you just really want to build a brand. So you know you're credible and you just want to brand yourself. So I think it's really, really, really important for authors who are self-publishing to know why they're self-publishing. Because what I see happening a lot is people start out with, you know, I just want to write a book. I just have something to say. I'm just writing this book. It doesn't matter if I make money at it. And then their network of their family, their friends, their colleagues, and they're selling like 60 books. And all of a sudden they're like, you know what? I want to make money from this book.
Yeah.
And so then I tell them, see, that's a different book. Because a book as a business option and a book that's written just because are not the same book and don't require the same amount of work. So it's just really, really important to be clear on your intent, particularly when you're self-publishing, because it's a lot of work and it's a busy world of self-published authors out here.
But now you see, I never thought of it that way, as two different intents. Now, do you have to know that intent when you first start out, or can it change midstream?
Well, it can change. And often that's what happens when I get clients. You know, they didn't have that intent to quit their jobs and become an established self-published author. But because they were getting all this response,
feedback,
and people are
yeah.
like, oh, this book is great, then they switch their intent. So when you switch your intent, then your book is a business.
Yeah.
And typically we're redoing. So mm-hmm. oftentimes with those type of authors, I call myself the HGTV publicist, because I'm doing a lot of renovating and uh-huh. and redoing. So I always begin the process with, I have to read your book and I have to make sure that the product is tight, because at the end of the day, that's your real credibility. Even if we all know there's books out there that aren't great. So was the book professionally edited? Was your book cover designed by a professional graphic designer, which I can usually tell right away. I'll do book cover assessments, you know, in 5 minutes. Do you have the price of the book
on
it?
You can just look at it and say,
yes,
ooh,
I kind of do the,
we're in trouble here, or yay.
Yes, exactly,
right?
You know. So can we read the book on the spine? Is the book name legible? Is your author name legible? Is the image on the front cover a high-res quality? Do you have testimonials, or was your book reviewed? Those are the things that really add to your credibility, particularly as a self-published author. Or have you been in the field 20 years? So right away, you've got that instant credibility. Those are things that a lot of self-published authors don't think about when they're, you know, publishing that first book. So the first book is really your trial and error, particularly when you're doing it on your own.
And in some cases, because I know of a couple people, that book goes out and then all of a sudden real publishers start hearing about
right.
it and want to come after you. And then that's when you're really in the driver's seat too.
Exactly.
To make those negotiations, because people don't realize that most authors, if they go through a mainstream publisher, they're not making a whole lot of money after each book.
No, they're not. And that's something, again, I stress at the workshops and in my PR coaching. Your first book is really, in a way, your public relations book. That's a way of getting your name out. You're probably not going to make a lot of money on that book. Now, of course, there's the, you know, every so often an author comes out and they get picked up.
Explode,
and
yeah.
But that's almost the same as winning the lottery. So I don't want to be a downer to uh-huh. self-published authors, but I'm like, you know,
the average author writing out here isn't going to be that person who gets picked up and goes viral, but you can build towards that. You know, if you work really hard and you establish a good base and you put in the time, you might be able to make a modest living and maybe even go to part-time work. But don't go in there thinking that in your first year and on your first book, bam, you're going to be, you know, E.L. James or anyone, you know, that big.
Yeah, you got to do that right. Anyway, right. Once again, folks, we are talking with communications consultant and author. She is Cherry Woods, founder and CEO of Eclectic PR. Her book is Where Do I Start? 10 PR Questions and Answers to Guide Self-Published Authors. Phones are open. Number is 866-801-8255. Once again, that's 866-801-TALK. That's what the 8255 spells out. I rarely say that because I'm one of these people that talk, well, I go, what was that? You know, but I'll give them numbers. So anyway, Cherry, let's talk about you publishing your first book.
Okay. I was terrified. And I've got to say, if I wasn't a member of a writing organization, mm-hmm. it would have never happened. And so I really suggest, you know, writing is such a singular way to work on a project that it's so important to join a writing organization and get that fraternity and that socialization and that knowledge and learn about what people did wrong and, you know, so you can get all those tips so you can go the right path. So I was in a writing association for a while, and actually back then I was a spoken word artist as well, but I didn't have a book, and so I had a CD, and it was the running joke that I was the only member of this writing organization with a CD and not a book. So I felt that pressure. Okay, I'm gonna write a poetry book. And so I got lots of information from their monthly meetings and other authors, and there were a few poets in the group. And so I learned the process, and I decided that I was going to, because of my background in PR, I know a lot of graphic designers. I know a lot of authors. So I just got tips. So I did most of it. You know, I managed most of it. I worked with a graphic designer to design the cover. I hired another author who formats books. And so I learned how to do an ebook and how to do the formatting. And then I just submitted it. I worked with CreateSpace. I'm not recommending them, but it's been good for me. And so they did the actual printing. Print on demand is such a great option for, you know, self-published authors, because typically we don't have the funds to publish, you know, 500 or 1,000 books at a time.
Well, not only that, if you get them published, sometimes they're stacked up, you
That's
know,
right.
as the doorstop and things right. along those lines. Because I've had, like I said, friends who have done it, and
right.
they got a lot of books, and yes. they said, oh, I should have gone with on-demand.
Right.
Well, you know,
right.
in some cases, on-demand wasn't available
back,
at
right.
the at
exactly.
the time. But
exactly.
Like you said, CreateSpace, I know, is one that
right.
We've had authors on.
Okay.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, they don't help you that much with your PR, though.
No, they don't.
And that's the other thing that's so important.
It is very, very, very important. And so I get authors, you know, you've got a great brand. We've got all the covering done. Your outside packaging is great. And then we start to get you out there. Well, there are so many options that people don't think about in terms of, you know, you want to do a reading, because
right.
in order to get press, particularly local press, it's great if you have an event booked. There's your library. It could be your church. It could be your writing organization. It could be the open mic at a poetry event. Libraries are great because just like the morning shows on televisions, they're always mm-hmm. looking for programs. They're always looking for writers. Most libraries have a writer series. In Baltimore, it's the Writers Live at the Enoch Pratt Free Library. I have a good connect there. If my client is a relatively good reader, because that's another skill that not everyone has, then we get them through the library system. The library has their own marketing machine, so you get publicized, and then I fill in, you know, whatever is not being done there. So museums are also great. I've booked clients at museums for readings. Libraries and museums, I think, are just really accessible events. Keep it, you know, keep your eye out for any type of reading event or book event in your city. There's local conferences. They may need someone to sit on a panel and talk about your genre of books. So business, maybe they need someone to talk about what it's like to write a business book. Just be creative in the way that you begin to build your brand.
Right. And in a sense, know who your audience is.
Yes,
or who
that's
you're,
key.
You're targeting.
That's key.
Because so often they said, oh, I want everybody to read it.
No.
Well, you know what?
No.
Not everybody can read it.
Exactly.
And nor is everybody interested in reading it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So knowing your target readership is so key.
because so if you're writing a children's book and you know that it's going to be mothers buying these books, mm-hmm. and the mothers are, you know, in the 35 and up range, then, you know, that also determines which social media channel you focus on. So then it's Facebook. You know, if you focus on Facebook, you're relatively safe for that demographic that's 35, 40 and up. Because everyone's on Facebook, you can talk about your book. You can put, you know, you can do a little Facebook Live about your book, show the cover. So again, yes, knowing your target reader determines where you're going to put your energy in terms of publicity dollars and publicity time.
Yeah. All right. We've got a call from Alfred in Texas. Good morning, Alfred. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Maggie. Thank you, as always, for taking my call, mm-hmm. and I wish everybody a happy holiday.
Thank you, and same to you.
But my question is, I have a draft that I've been working on, and I'm listening to self-publishing. Kind of, I don't know if I'm capable of doing that, or should I, you know, what advice is somebody? Yeah, I have the time. I don't know if I'm capable of self-publishing, or what's a discount publisher that somebody could go to maybe to get started in this?
Well, I don't know that I could recommend a discount publisher, but what I encourage you to do is, I always tell clients and anyone who asks me, always get three quotes. So you can approach three different companies online, or if there's someone in your city area that actually manages self-published authors, but always get three quotes and ask them what those quotes include. Get a thorough list, and then you sit and you do the comparison based on your, you know, on your budget, and decide where you're getting the best bang for your buck. But always, always ask for three quotes. Ask for references. So who have they published? And can you call any of these authors who've had the publishing experience with them to see how it was for them? And also, it's important that you know your genre. So I'm not sure what your manuscript, what genre of writing you're doing, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and then under there, how specialized you are. But again, look to see if this company or organization or person has past experience in working with books in that specific genre, because that can be really important as well.
Okay. And are there any like nonprofit organizations out there who reach out to people like me who, you know, might be limited in experience and expenditures?
Well, you know, one of the things that Cherry mentioned earlier was being with like-minded people, which is getting into a writing group. They'll be writing groups. Sometimes they're connected to colleges or, you know, things along those lines. But even that, they will help you maneuver. It's kind of like finding mentors. And generally, it doesn't cost anything to go to them. And that's where you can also get some initial guidance. Right, Cherry?
Okay. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best starting point. Join a writer's association. Most of them are nonprofit, and they're going to really give you good direction on where to go, who they've worked with, authors in there that you can speak to before you even begin to approach the actual process of self-publishing. I'd say that's your best starting point.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Have you done anything like that with gotten in with a group?
I've just been working on a draft.
That's about it. Yeah, but you know, even in the groups, a lot of times you might find someone that's a good editor too, because there are people associated all with the book writing that are, and you can sit and chat with them. I have a number of friends that are in the process of writing books right now, and they swear by the groups that they are in. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Alfred,
so much.
Move forward. We want to see that book, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you. Once again, folks, communications consultant and author Cherry Woods. She is founder and CEO of Eclectic PR. Her book again is Where Do I Start? 10 PR Questions and Answers to Guide Self-Published Authors. You mentioned genre.
Right.
Because there are so many out there.
Yes, sir.
And how specific do you need to be? Because, you know, even with there's mysteries, there's thrillers, there's sci-fi.
Suspense.
We could go, oh, yeah, suspense. There's the romance suspense. There's a little bit of everything out there.
There is a little bit of everything.
And you do have to do a little bit of honing down to.
Yes, you do.
Exactly.
Yes, you do. What I recommend, well, Amazon is kind of running the online book world. We just have to face it. And so because there are so many levels, I just decided the cheat sheet way is go to Amazon.com. And when you go to the book section on the left, there's a column. And Amazon has broken down each, you know, fiction, nonfiction, and poetry into their subgenres. And I think that's a good guide because really that's how they're organizing the sales of their books. So that's a really good beginning. So again, go to Amazon.com, go to the book section on the left column. They've got every genre and subgenre you can possibly think of. And those are the ones that they're, you know, really pushing their book sales on. So I think that's an excellent starting point.
There you have it, folks.
Yep.
It's really, once again, if anybody has any questions or comments, 866-801-8255. Once again, that's 866-801-8255. Let's talk about getting local media coverage, too.
Okay.
Because that's another way for you to generate instant sales just where you live.
Exactly. And the morning shows in every market is the best place to start. Morning shows, college radio stations. I think those are the most accessible. They're always looking for people, and they're very open. So for your local morning show, whichever is the most popular in your city, just call. Do not call when the morning show is on, because then that shows that you're really not paying attention.
I can't tell you how often I get calls between 10 and noon. It's
exactly.
Like, folks.
Okay, so that's standard. Whenever your local station that you're interested in being on has a local show on, do not call during that time.
Mm-hmm.
That already shows that you're paying attention. Watch that show that you want to be on. Pay attention to the interview style of different interviewers, how long the interviews are. There's typically around 2 minutes. You know, get that timing down pat and then call the station. You'll probably get the assignment desk. When you call, be very specific, but also ask questions because they are very helpful if you don't know. So you can call and say, "Hi, I'm Susan. I have this great romance book. It's set in, I'll say for, in this case, it's set in Baltimore, and it really shows a lot of the Baltimore landscape. And I think it'd be something that would really interest your viewers, and I'd love to come on." And so how do I do that? Always ask that question, because the assignment desk is there to tell you how.
Yeah.
Who should I speak to? How do I get to be on the show? Ask those questions. They're very helpful. If you're not comfortable with speaking to someone directly, ask for the morning show producer's name and email address. Please get the spelling of their name correct. Those details help ingratiate you to these producers. And then once you send that email, if you're nervous about getting an email, go on Google, how to send a pitch letter to a producer sample. It's all online. And then you can fill in your information. Send that email, call the next week, send an email every 2 weeks, call. In time, if you're persistent and consistent, you will very likely get to be on that morning show.
So persistence pays off.
Yes.
Got a call from Wally in North Carolina. Good morning, Wally. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I'm calling back. I spoke with you yesterday.
Yes. How are you, Wally? He does good poetry.
I'm encouraged.
Good.
Oh, good.
That's what we wanted. Yeah. That's what we wanted you to be, is encouraged.
Yeah, I'm not that technical of a person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 7 years behind you. And but I'm wanting to reach that goal in life that I want to write something and leave something that's meaningful behind.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was listening, she was saying going into Amazon. Now, I can go, if I'm understanding this correctly, go to Amazon, click on the part, and go to the poetry. My poetry is, I know there's a different type of poetry, but I do all types, and I don't never know what I'm actually going to do, and I started recording this of yesterday.
Okay.
And I just got some things that I just don't, I'm nervous.
Well, you know, one of the things that that Cherry said earlier, and I don't know if you heard it, is find a writing group in your area that can help, number one, bolster your confidence and just help you in general. Because, you know, if it's waters that you've never swum in, you probably need a lifeguard. And that's what you can look at it kind of like a writer's group. And you can Google it, or you can get someone to Google it for you, like Beginning Writers Group, or whatever the case may be, and find them, because writing is writing. Whether it's poetry that's spoken, it's still got to be written down if you're going to put it in a book. So that may be the way to open the door a little bit more for you.
And I agree with that. Sorry. I'm also a poet, so I know your journey. And there are actually writing groups that are specifically for poets. And so if you can find that type of group as well, that would be really, really great. And once you get it in writing, there's lots of resources. One that I'll encourage you to pursue is an online, they actually have a publication, Poets and Writers. They have every available, there's contests where you can enter an individual poem. I actually did that and won honorary mention in a contest, which really boosted my confidence. There's contests. They have conferences that they do across the country. So there's a lot of specific information for poets. But again, most writers groups, there are poets in that group as well. But start with meeting with other writers and other poets, because we've all been in that situation that you are as a beginner, and they'll really help hold your hand and help you, guide you in getting those words on paper and getting that book that you want to get out.
Okay, Wally?
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to do one for her today?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. You give him a word.
Life.
Life is ever so true. Life is a benefit. We don't need to lose it. We need to hold to it and do the things that's there. Oh, yes, life is ever challenging. It's everywhere. Don't take life and hold it and look at what you could have been, but take it and grab hold to it and move through the day and take the power to achieve all this up for me. But as I take life, I look at it and it's ever so true. I wonder if I can look back and pull with me a child or two.
That's beautiful.
That is
very
wonderful.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've
right.
got to get that talent out there. That's
yeah.
amazing.
All right. Wally, go forth.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, happy holiday.
Enjoy. All right. I'm going to kick you off to the curb, Sherry. many thanks to communications consultant and author Cherry Woods. She's founder and CEO of Eclectic PR. Her book again is Where Do I Start? 10 PR Questions and Answers to Guide Self-Published Authors. It's available through Amazon.com and other locations. Cherry can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. When we come back, helping young minds soar with mysteries. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. Does paying for channels you don't watch make you want to scream a four-letter word? Stop. Just stop. It's time for a skinny bundle that gives you what you actually watch and not what you don't. Introducing the new Flex Pack from Dish. You start with over 50 popular channels. Want more? Then add channel packs like Locals, Variety, Kids, and News. Don't watch? Don't pay. Call 1-844-CALL-DISH today or visit dish.com to sign up. The new Flex Pack from Dish, it's over 50 popular channels for just $39.99 a month with your first channel pack included. Add more channel packs like Locals, Variety, Kids, News, and more for $10 a month each. Get the skinny. Call 1-844-CALL-DISH or visit dish.com to sign up. Requires credit qualification, 2-year commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay, 1 TV included. Taxes and surcharges are extra. Offer ends October 27th, 2016. Other restrictions apply.